For now, a three-week ceasefire continues to hold in the Persian Gulf, but neither side of the conflict between Iran and the US seems overly optimistic it will continue, despite Iran tabling a 14-point peace proposal with Pakistani mediators.
Now the ball is in the United States court to choose the path of diplomacy or the continuation of a confrontational approach.
The American president is aware of the proposal, but was yet to review it Saturday.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm looking at it up here. Yeah. I'll let you know about it later. If we left right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild. But we're not leaving right now.
In a social media post, he said he doubted the plan would be acceptable. Earlier Saturday, Iran also seemed pessimistic about the prospects for peace.
A renewed conflict between Iran and the United States is likely, and evidence has shown that the United States is not committed to any promises or agreements.
The Strait of Hormuz remains closed to international maritime traffic due to blockades from both Iran and the US, which is having a disastrous impact on the Iranian economy, with inflation surging past 50%.
We are seeing inflation, which especially in the past week or two has created anxiety among people, unsettled them and made them afraid. We are seeing prices going up every day.
The Strait's closure is less painful for the US economy, but it's causing high petrol prices at the pump.